that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. So far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed where they have had capitalism and largely free trade.
So true. So true, Milton Friedman. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I love that you're listening in. Can I just tell you? You can go to katedalyradio.com. You can get the podcasts, and you can share those. Those are recordings of the live show, and I welcome you to do that. And put them in chat rooms, and put them on social media, and put those shows where people can truly listen to those. I have Uncle Milty with me in studio. How are you?
I'm really fantastic.
You. Wow, that's a whole lot of fantastic on a Monday.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Well, there's some things that we're aware of that we'd like to share with you. The things that catch my eye are not usually the things that I see in mainstream. They're usually the things off the beaten path. And the reason that they intrigue us so much and the reason that we want to talk about them. Now, the reason I played that clip is because we might talk about this in the show today, about China and about their ode to privatization. And that's really how they kind of went gangbusters. Besides, you know, buying our secrets from the Clintons. besides Chinagate in the 90s that never got spoken of, hardly ever. Besides that, it was privatization, kind of interesting. And we'll get to that. But we also have something that we want to bring up, too, that I think you're going to get enough on your press today about Kavanaugh. We just talked with Dr. Pesta about the nonsense of the stories they keep drudging up, the distractions in mainstream media. And that's really what it is. It's another distraction. But it also kind of lets you know how insane some of these people are out there. And it really wasn't about Kavanaugh. I mean, you could do a whole show just about Kavanaugh. And there's some things I like and some things I don't about Kavanaugh. It isn't about that. It was about the way they go after a story and they print it as credible news, and then they reel it back in, and then the media takes hold of it and then turns it back into some sort of credible story just because it was in the news. And that's their viable source. I mean, that's how ridiculous news is getting. All you have to do is mention an allegation now. An allegation, like you said earlier, Milty, without proof, obviously, just somebody saying something about somebody, and then it becomes in the party of science on the left, it becomes factual. Right? It's bizarre.
Yeah, but I mean, that's actually the definition of allegation. An accusation without proof.
Yes, yes. And it becomes a fact, and then they discuss it, and they'll keep on discussing it. And even if they say there isn't anything factual to this, they'll still act like it does.
You know,
they still act like it has merit. And so when you walk away from the nonstop rhetoric, crazy town media, okay, which I think is really, it really is an enemy to the people because they know how dumb and emotional people are, and they know they'll gravitate toward news like that, and they'll believe it, and it's sickening. But I always go off the beaten path a little bit to find out where are we headed and what's going on. And this really intrigued me. And let me tell you why. There was a piece, it was actually on The Guardian, which can veer a lot left, but it actually does some good pieces sometimes too. And it was talking about a Google whistleblower. And this Google whistleblower, now there's been a few, okay? And this Google whistleblower talking about AI. But talking about it in a way where the consensus of this article was about this ex-Google worker, Laura Nolan, who resigned from Google last year, because she was sent to work on a project that would dramatically enhance U.S. military drone technology. And it was calling for all AI, for killing machines not operated by humans to be banned. And Nolan said killer robots not guided by human remote should be outlawed, the same type of international treaty that bans chemical weapons, okay? This person, a leftist, it's kind of interesting to watch this kind of person come forward because there have been a few. There was one on the kind of... well, there was an outing of the fact that when people go to work for agencies like this, they actually have to sign, you know, when they go to sign the bank statement, you know, the statement that says you can put money in my account. It was actually giving these organizations an eye's view into their account. into their bank account. They didn't know they were signing over to that. And anyone that wanted a lawyer's opinion on any documentation they were required to sign as they came on to Google, that was frowned upon. And of course, people weren't hired that wanted somebody to look over all the documentation they were giving Google access to personally as an employee. And if you want your employer looking at your account, right, and monitoring your bank accounts, I mean, they had a special technology, it has been alleged, that could do that. And so you have different people that have left Google saying, talking about what Google's up to and what Google's doing. And it's a force to be reckoned with. And the thing that we were having an issue with is a lot of whistleblowers in America are considered disgruntled employees, right?
Yep.
You get a lot of that.
All the
time. So they get dismissed as such. But I found this to be kind of interesting because when it's a Google employee, I actually listen up because even though I might not agree with the person on political terms, I'm actually looking into what are they identifying as an issue here? What is Google up to? Because they have such secrecy in their documentation and their NDAAs are so out of control that when you're going to have a company of people that are forced to be loyal to you and your messages and forced to be on your side and then also cannot speak of anything, kind of like what the military does with people, you know, you can't speak about whatever we're doing in here, then I'm always a little bit like, what's going on? And AI has always been a source of interest to me because I think we don't realize. In fact, AI is becoming very interesting. The Swiss said last week they actually used AI to build an entire house, which would actually to construct an entire home, which would mean the outing of workers. Okay, if you can get AI to be so good that you can actually really replace what we offer up, not only do we become more dispensable, right? Because we're sorely needed right now, but maybe not in the future. But we also are opening ourselves up to thinking what's cool actually in our future might not be so cool as it develops itself. That's what's so scary about it.
It will create poverty.
It will create poverty and dispensable people. And so this person was saying, basically, we have a whole new generation of what they're calling killer robots that could accidentally do mass atrocities.
Yep.
And when they say accidentally, well, you know, depends who's behind the reins or depends if they get to work on their own to do things. When they say the word killer robots, though, that's a turnoff to people because people go, killer robots, where have I seen that? And where have they seen it, Uncle Milty?
There's been dozens of movies over the years.
Yep.
One of the originals was Westworld. Remember Westworld, where the robots start killing people for real? And, you know, Schwarzenegger, of course, in The Terminator. That's
Tom Cruise's movie,
yep.
Minority Report.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So AI has always been we're told it's a scary thing. I think one of the reasons, though, is that there's been so many movies about it is to almost give us the impression that it's not reality. It's only movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a comforting thought.
You've seen a few, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're right in that the escape clause, well, that's in a movie.
Yes.
That's what we dream about happening. That's not going to be what actually happens. You know what, though? It is kind of interesting to watch how the movies sort of kind of pre-take us where we go, right? And it's like a foreshadowing of what is coming, too. And I can look back now and point to the red flag laws and say there's a lot of, or TAPS. TAPS is pre-crime. Well, what was Minority Report? Pre-crime.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, people were saying, oh, that's so fantastical. There's no way that could ever be a reality. But guess what? We've seen movies on social credit without realizing it. We've seen movies like that have come out that have talked about the very things that we're talking about here. But we don't attribute that to a foreshadowing. We only attribute it to fantasy. And all I want to say about this is when you have somebody coming forward, and here's the other message in this too. This person wants us to go to the UN to have control over the world doing this. And my problem with that is that's a foreshadowing to everything having to go to the UN, all the time for everything. Oh, they're the only ones. They're that last, bastion of whatever. No. We need to fight for what we need to fight for in this country. If you're a company in this country doing things like that, then in this country you say no to them doing these kinds of things. But I could see in this where they wanted to, the person was saying, well, we need to go to the UN. We need to have the UN form some sort of treaty against this. No, not necessarily. We need to actually not give them that kind of clout. We need to, because I think they're horrific, the UN, we need to rein this into our own country, use our own constitution, and basically say no here. Maybe that'll set a precedent, but you never want to go to the UN panel of government experts. I've never heard such a ridiculous statement as the UN panel of government experts. I mean, honestly. Anyway, so she was talking about how AI is being used in weapons systems and engaging in all of these different practices and that nobody's stopping it. No one is stopping it. And I really do think that when somebody leaves Google, as hard as it is to leave Google, because we did have somebody that was found murdered and they said it was by the prostitute he was with. And I don't believe that for a second. We have these people that leave Google that try to tell the truth about what they're doing and what they're up to. And it's as if they're given the same secrecy as DARPA, that arm of the military that has a never-ending budget and all kinds of secrecy. All I'm saying about Google is when you have a Google whistleblower, I think you should probably listen. I do. Advanced weapon systems that would be at the control of AI. Do you want that? Look what's going on with Iran and Saudi Arabia right now. Would you want it in the hands of some kind of machine, strange AI?
You know, I think a lot of people have a disconnect. You know, they think of AI the same way they think of a robot. Mm-hmm. But a robot is programmed, and it can't do anything that it's not programmed to do. AI thinks and makes decisions on its own.
Yeah, that is very, very scary to me. I know that this whistleblower said the likelihood of a disaster is in proportion to how many of these machines will be in a particular area at once. And there could be atrocities. And they're even doing some warning. I know people have been warning about this for some time. Google allowed the Project Maven contract to lapse in March. They had 3,000 employees there, and they signed a petition to protest against the company's involvement in Project Maven. A lot of things going on that we, the people, seem to get stuck on whatever the New York Times wants us to direct us to think about, or the Post, and of course CNN and Fox News, but we don't look at some of these things going on right under our nose that actually have more to do with our future than, say, what goes on with Kavanaugh today. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, heard your commercials for a long time, and I kept thinking, yeah, I'll look into that, and I just never did, and finally I gave you guys a call and started. Well, I did tell the doctor when he asked me what I was doing. I said, have you heard of Balance of Nature? And he says, yeah, he actually had taken it at one time. I said, well, I'm doing that, and I feel great. You know, I think it's helping in everything. And he says, well, good. He says, I should start that up again. I'm just happy, and I'm going to stick with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
There. Welcome back. You know I had to go here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I've been taking the supplement, and it really is the only supplement and drink, fiber drink, every day that I've seen that is this complete of a product. And there's been a lot of news about taking a supplement lately. That's because our diet isn't working. Our diet is not getting us to the point of health. We have got to be taking way more fruits and vegetables. And I do recommend Balance of Nature because I've been taking it. I know how it makes me feel and my husband feel. We wouldn't be without it. I want to make sure that you can get it too. And it already is affordable. And then they've just put a special deal on it just because you listen to the show. So go to balanceofnature.com, order up for you and your family. You will love this product because of the way it makes you feel. You'll start to feel different in about a week or two. It is fantastic. And you take a couple of these supplements a day. It's so easy. That's the thing. It's so simple. You're not having to worry about going and buying the whole produce section. And you probably can't afford the whole produce section. So this makes it affordable too because of the way the prices have gone up in produce. This actually makes it affordable. Go over, put in the code Kate, get 35% off. And let me tell you, it's so worth trying out. And then let me know how you feel after you've started trying it, because I the emails I'm getting are so amazing. Thank you for those. Balance of Nature, totally amazing. Put in the code Kate. We were just talking about AI, and there's a whistleblower from Google. Whenever a whistleblower leaves Google, I'm always a little bit intrigued because I know how difficult it has to be to do that. You are taking your life in your own hands. Isn't that kind of quirky and weird, big picture to look at, that you're taking your life in your own hands to leave a company that's considered private, which we all know it's not, okay? Has never been. In fact, it was funded. It was funded by CIA money. And so there's no doubt in my mind that we have to be looking at this. And when people are ready to leave their career to out something and take that kind of a chance, we probably should listen that it's not a disgruntled employee, but more a person trying to say, oh, my gosh, what I'm finding, this is not OK. One of the Google whistleblowers left, and he was basically saying, if we realized how much spying was really going on, it would blow our minds. It would blow your mind to know how much you were being listened to. And this has been being outed again and again, right? All the devices that listen in your car or your home. Do this. Do me a favor. Mention something you haven't mentioned in a long time. Maybe you never talk about flamingos, yellow flamingos. Okay. Just think of something that's just so off the beaten path and repeat it for like 2 days. Okay. With nothing recording you, just in your home, just start repeating that and see how much it shows up on your social media, on your phone. It is kind of sickening, scary to see how much you're being listened to.
Yep.
Yep.
Even worse, if you just type something on your computer, it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
You don't even have to repeat it.
Mm-mm. And then people go, well, it's for marketing.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
No worries. It's just marketing you ads that you can choose to pay for something or not. No. Mm-hmm. No. These companies are partnered up with the same kind of people that you do not want looking at your stuff. This is not just for marketing. We're told that to pacify us, but that's not exactly the truth. And when you look at Google, you know, Google, it's given these contracts. It's kind of like, why is Bill Gates involved in vaccines? He's a computer guy. Why is he partnering with the CDC? Ask yourselves that.
Mm-hmm.
He has no place with the CDC. He has no business being in the CDC or even part of it, right? I actually think the CDC shouldn't even exist. But he has no business being in that and partnering up to conjure up 300 vaccines right now, which is what they're working on. 300 new vaccines, by the way. So why is Google so intimately involved in our military? Do you want them in charge of war? Do you want them to be, you know, what is Project Maven? Project Maven is basically a project given to Google that puts them in the business of war. It puts them into, it's called Algorithmic Warfare Cross-Function Team, and it was launched in 2017.
Yep.
Yep. It's objective, by the way. Projects aims to develop and integrate computer vision algorithms needed to help military and civilian analysts encumbered by the sheer volume of full motion video data that the DOD collects every day in support of counterinsurgency and counterterrorism operations. That was according to the Pentagon. Now think about that. You know, they're so encumbered by the sheer volume of full motion video data that the DOD collects every day. Now, I'm going to guarantee that that isn't all about counterterrorism and counterinsurgency. I'm going to guess that that's just video taken and taken a lot, okay, of all kinds of things. But they want to attribute it to that so we feel like they're only watching terrorists. But they're so encumbered by this, they needed an algorithm, a computer vision algorithm to help them. So they go to Google?
Yeah. It's nothing like Enemy of the State.
No, no. You haven't seen this played out with your favorite movie star or anything. That's what's so scary about this. They had their first set of algorithms ready to install in war fighting systems. And now get a hold of what this is actually in right now. It's kind of scary, right? There's also these weapons. So these weapons, the U.S. Navy's Anaconda gunboat, which is being developed as completely autonomous watercraft equipped with artificial intelligence mm-hmm. capabilities, can loiter in an area for long periods of time without human intervention. Okay. Russia's T-14 Armata tank, which is being worked on to make it completely unmanned and autonomous. The U.S. Pentagon has hailed the Sea Hunter autonomous warship as a major advance in robotic warfare. An unarmed 40-meter-long prototype has been launched. It can cruise the ocean surface without any crew for 2 to 3 months at a time.
It's a submarine hunter.
Ooh. Ooh. And I was just reading an article, the autonomous, cars, right? The Tesla. Didn't uh-huh. somebody just fall asleep at the wheel doing that?
You know what? They're saying now that that's a put on.
Uh-huh.
That people are pretending to be asleep just to freak people. Because uh-huh. there's alarms, I guess, that go on in the car if you actually were to fall asleep. But who knows, you know?
You know
we're told so many strange things.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting really difficult to know where truth lies.
Well, I know one of the problems is that people go, well, having our guys at the helm isn't safe for them. So this takes people out of the equation, making them safer. This is the problem I have with that. Humans keep things accountable. It isn't always about safety.
Right.
It's about accountability. And when a human can say, I'm sorry, that isn't okay to do that to somebody, to this innocent person or this innocent area over here. You can't just do that. And I'm calling, BS on this and you can't do this. That's what they want to root out. So if you have a ship that guides itself, if you have unmanned everything, there's no accountability whatsoever to even do the right thing. That is if somebody stood up to say, do the right thing. Right?
Right.
It's the accountability factor. But nobody will talk about that. You know what they say? The big reason is, yeah, but this will make our men safer out there and our women that they're in the armed forces, and they won't get hurt as often.
You want to be safe? Uh-huh. Don't join the army.
No, right? You served in the armed forces.
Yes.
I mean,
for a few years.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people on this show that have served. My own family serves. All I'm saying is that, first of all, maybe we shouldn't be in so many altercations, number one. Number two, and the reason I say that is if we're having to resort to this, right, then maybe we're in too many. Maybe we ought to think about that for a moment. The other thing is I want the accountability of a human on board that has a conscience that says, no, this isn't an okay move. I want that person on board. I don't want to leave it to machinery to wind up where we wind up. Sorry.
You know, a perfect example of that
mm-hmm.
are the movies that have been made about submarine, missile-launched ballistic missile submarines, where something goes haywire,
mm-hmm.
and one officer wants to launch a missile and one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they're arguing back and forth about who's right. Well, if that submarine was being controlled by artificial intelligence...
Mm-hmm.
Then there's nobody to argue with.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's no discernment. I don't see common sense. I see algorithms that can go haywire, and then, of course, you blame a machine. But there could be an awful lot of blaming the machine. Oh, the machine got out of whack. Oh, that happened because the machine... Listen to these Google whistleblowers. I say listen to whistleblowers in general, because when somebody's willing to put themselves out there and leave a career and say, I'm going to take the bullets for this, I listen to them always.
Mm-hmm.
and those that have met their doom, I listen to them even more.
Yeah.
What were they trying to say? What were they trying to tell us? There's something kind of scary going on with that. And these poor whistleblowers, I mean, look at anyone associated with the Clintons. A lot of whistleblowers, a lot of people that tried to say something, or they felt like they were going to be a threat, you know. Nobody has almost 90 people around them die for no apparent reason. And I think that that if we held up our whistleblowers a little more, even if they maybe are not espousing the same kind of viewpoint as us, but on the same lines, just ask the question, well, why are they outing it?
Mm-hmm.
What's behind? Why? Even though they might be a far leftist, somebody that I usually wouldn't even look at twice, I want to know, well, why did you just leave your whole career to say that? There has to be something behind it.
You would think.
Yeah, and it might make sense to me. But I don't know, especially in this case. Now, just to let you guys know, surveillance is sort of coming in all kinds of different ways right now that I think we should probably be aware of. And there have been a couple of people that have been outing this as well, and that is there was a company called ThruVision, this technology. If you go to Los Angeles Metro, there's a lot of different metro points. They're using these on trains and subways, getting them into airports now. But this is it's been developed to spot weapons that are underneath your clothing as you're walking up 30 feet out.
Yeah, and what it's designed to do is to spot anything that can block your body heat.
Yeah.
So if you, but here's the interesting thing.
Okay.
It's already in use in Los Angeles. This mm-hmm. test that's going on is in London in a train station. And just a very interesting point is that we're always told how England, you know, because of gun control is mm-hmm. so much safer than
right.
the United States. The reason they're testing this in London is because of knife crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Right. Exactly right. Boy, we have to really let that register for a moment, don't we? So they're pulling out all the stops in the battle of knife crime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this has an impact. But as this technology, 30 feet away, we're not talking about a scanner you walk
no,
through.
No.
We're talking about that scanner technology being able to do that from 30 feet away.
Yeah.
That gets a little scary, to tell you the truth. So just make sure we're all aware that this stuff is coming in to all kinds of different places where we congregate and board transportation. 30 feet away, I don't think there's any sort of anything, you know, alluding to what that does to you. I was just watching a show last night where the person was going to get an x-ray. I think it was House. I was watching House. The person was going to get an x-ray, and he's like, do we really want to load him up with that kind of radiation?
Yeah.
What is this doing to us? But that's, you know, that's that. But my gosh, look at the overall, I mean, what about the Fourth Amendment? What about our amendments? What about the, you know, having cause to do that, to search and seize? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad you are. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450 as we start to embark on closing the show up for Monday. You can call up. Let us know what's on your mind. We were kind of going through some of these headlines, some of these lessons that need to be learned, and some of these things that really do. They need to be talked about, and they are rarely talked about. Usually everybody goes for that low-hanging fruit. What's in the, you know, headline of the mainstream, and we tend to go off the beaten path a little bit on this show. But I like that.
Yeah.
About what we get to do. Bringing attention to those kinds of things that need to be talked about.
Have you noticed in the last couple of years how a lot of what comes out of the BBC ends up happening here within a short period
of
time?
Yeah, scary. Very scary. And I will admit, yes. That is something I'm always keeping my eye on, because we do tend to get hit with BBC stuff within a couple of years, it seems like. Just as stuff hits California and the coasts, New York, then it kind of permeates across the rest of the United States inward. But the BBC just released a series of educational videos targeting school-aged kids ages 9 to 12.
That's right where you want to get them.
That's right where you, yeah, you've got a very naive little group of little kids who will sponge anything you give them, right? So the network instructs kids that there are more than 100 gender identities. More than 100. Now, I can name two. How many can you name, Uncle Milty?
I can name two.
Wonder where they're getting 100.
I can't imagine.
What's up?
If you don't understand where they're getting more than two, it's just because you don't know any better yet.
That's what they're telling the kids. They're saying, if you disagree with us, it's because you just aren't smart enough.
Yeah.
You just don't know any better. So the video features all these young kids asking questions to teachers on a variety of subjects, including human sexuality, gender, and relationships. Because I know at nine, they put away the Barbies, I guess, and this is what they're so inquisitive about. But, you know, I'm sorry, but I just spent the weekend with some little kids in my own family and nieces and nephews. And let me just tell you, that isn't what's on their mind all the time. Human sexuality, not 24/7. I'm sorry. Sorry. You can't sell me on that. One episode, and they are those ages. One episode titled Understanding Sexual and Gender Identities says gender is not a biological assignment, but rather reflects who you are inside.
Oh, the old I think I'm a girl routine.
I can look down and tell you I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't really have to look inward. But there are so many gender identities that one teacher tells the young kids. And, you know, they say it in a voice like this, which means they really know what they're talking about. So she says, so we know we've got male and female. Isn't it funny how they allude to the two? But she says, but there are over 100, if not more, gender identities now, noting that you've got some people who might call themselves gender queer, who are just like, I don't really want to be anything in particular, so I'm going to just be me. You know, a very lost me, but a me. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. And if that isn't bad enough, they bring actual people in.
Mm-hmm.
In one video, they bring in this person named Leo Lardy. A transgender activist born female, but who now identifies as male, who then explains to the children all about her transition from female to male, including talk about her genitalia.
Her.
Her. But he's a he now.
Yeah. Okay. Also tells the children the only way to happiness for her was to be true about who I was and let other people in on this. You know, it's funny when they say to be my truth or be true about who I am is usually them talking about how lost they are.
Yes.
But they won't say that. They say they're being true to who they are, but they don't know who they are. And that's why they had to go search for who they are. Does that make sense to anybody? Just wanted to run that by somebody. You don't know who you are, so you have to go quest for it. Yet somehow, some way, that's the truth of who you are. I just think you're lost.
Now, here's one, though, that I think a lot of people would agree with.
What's up?
In one episode, the teacher who is married to someone of the same sex, she suggests to the children that you might be gay if you like someone of the same sex in a little slightly different way than you normally do your friends.
So that means you're gay? If you actually have a kind of a special relationship, like if you have a best friend.
That best friend could mean you're gay.
I weep for our youth. I do.
They're screwing their heads up so bad.
I know. This has got to be so confusing. You know, it's one thing to have to tolerate stuff like this. It's another to champion it. This is why you probably won't see me being manipulated into the fact that, or being told, Kate, you just don't love enough. Just like these people are telling the kids, you just don't know enough. And then the LGBTQ says, you just don't love enough, Kate. If you were a loving person, you'd be behind what we're behind. But because you're not down at this march, and because you're not backing this political arm of this group, this LGBTQ, if you're not behind this, okay, this movement, that just means that you don't have a big enough heart. You just can't love enough. You need to be more loving. And if you were loving, you'd be behind us. You'd be saying there's 100 genders. You'd be saying that we're just finding ourselves and being true to ourselves. You would be behind us. Just because I have to tolerate this in this world does not mean I champion it. Sorry. It's a huge difference for me. And I'm not going to be manipulated into championing this kind of crazy, insane kind of talk about who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to look at life. I'm sorry. There's two genders. Figure out which one you are. Just look down. You'll find out real quick what you are.
Now, even though we don't hear much about the opposition to this type of education, there is an outfit called Transgender Trend. Mm-hmm. And it's a gal named Stephanie Davies Arai or something. Anyway, she says people are free to identify as anything they like, but it does not change the reality that there are only two sexes.
Yep. And now we use the word identify. I identify as something. No, I just am. I just am. I don't have to identify as that. I just am that. We're making this so confusing. We're creating so many lost kids right now that don't know what sexuality is. Human sexuality means that you could see something sexual and have a reaction to it. Doesn't matter what it is. We're just wired that way. We have come to a point where we've actually kind of said, porn is porn, and hopefully you won't get too far into it. We've actually kind of lowered the standard on a lot of things like that to incorporate them into our vernacular, into everything that we talk about, discuss, see. Part of the nature of growing up now. And now we're telling kids, you might have a best friend that you have a special bond with, and because you have a special bond with that person, you might be gay.
Yeah.
Talk about confusing the hell out of these kids. I feel sad for the youth today. I really do. It's got to be so confusing.
Yeah, but, it's important that we be an inclusive, loving, caring society, Kate.
Well, like I said, because I have to tolerate this going on, I have to tolerate people that think this way, that want to screw kids up, I also don't have to champion it to show how big my heart is. Okay, now they're confusing the word love. Love is this movement, right? That's what you're going to see above the rainbow signs. It's love is anything transgender, anything queer, anything gay. That's the equivalent of love in this country. I'm sorry, it is not. It is not. I know how to love just fine. Just fine. And you know what? There's two genders. You're either one or the other, and I get that a couple in society might have a disorder that might confuse that, but they are so few and far between that it's so rare that you could probably get struck by lightning 20 times before you're going to have that sort of impairment, that sort of problem in your life.
Unless, of course, starting at about 9 years of age, you're taught to be that
exactly
way.
And this is what they're doing. That's what they're doing. It's called the big talk. And they said that these educators over at the BBC were telling people that they could be jailed. They could be jailed if they are found to be disrespecting or being hateful to people because of the difference that a person perceives. Do you know what? It isn't being hateful if you don't champion a cause.
That's right.
I'm not hateful. I just don't champion what they're about because it's nonsense. It's crazy. And they're letting the youth become crazy in the thought of losing themselves to what they think they might be. I don't have to champion that. That does not make me a hater. It makes me somebody that doesn't champion their cause. That's all that is.
I think it's actually gotten beyond that. It's gotten to the point where some children are at the point now where they don't think they're normal if they're not thinking they're homosexual or transgender.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So what you're telling me is that if the police arrest the mass murderer, but the mass murderer says, I identify with a normal person who doesn't murder anybody.
Right.
Then that police officer could be jailed because they're not being apathetic to the person who identifies as not being a mass murderer.
Yeah, but don't bring logic into this because they're really busy screwing with our kids. So, yeah, they're making our kids so lost now that it's pathetic and you can't bring any logic into this because these people don't want logic. They want to screw kids up. They do. That's their goal.
It's just frightening because, again, they're opening a door where anybody could
be anything.
Irrationally, you know, pseudo logic bunk.
Yeah.
And go in front of a court of law and say, well, just because you don't feel the way that I feel, then you're the one who needs to be behind bars, not me.
Yep. And then combine that with the there was a huge article about the fact that kids are being so screwed up with drugs right now, and they're going off-label drugs in particular right now. You screw up the amount of drugs the kids take with this kind of nonsense. What are you going to have?
Exactly.
What are you going to have at 25?
Well, here's the dilemma, and in the arena that I work, and I see so many people who have mental illness, and that mental illness has been kicked off by an episode of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that drug can only, you know, be alcohol. That drug can only be marijuana. It changes the DNA in a human forever.
Right.
And it scientifically has been proven that it takes 7 generations for that DNA mutation to come out of that lineage.
Wow.
So what we're doing right now in our country to our youth by allowing them to have legalized marijuana, oh, isn't it so wonderful, is we are setting ourselves up for generations that will not be able to govern.
Yep. It's so true. And so stuck on their quest to find themselves that they never develop themselves into a human being that is an educated human being when it comes to the things that count. They're so busy trying to find. You don't find yourself. You create who you are. So what are they doing? Screwing with them at a young age so they create this kind of nonsense in their life. They're not addressing the one person that could possibly even have this sort of disorder. They're making it so that all the kids have a disorder. And this is what's so scary.
Exactly. But they're doing it because they want to rule over them. They want to enslave them. They want them to constantly be saying, you know, I just can't figure this out. And so I'm going to flit and I'm going to float and I will not make connections with other people. I will not get married. I will not have children because they want to control. They want to enslave.
Yep. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Love the phone call.
That's the key word, enslave.
It does. It enslaves us. It enslaves us to think very inward. You don't think about anybody else but your sexuality, to be very focused and centered on that when you probably weren't going to be. And they're doing it young, 9 to 12. So these are these kinds of talks that 9 to 12-year-olds are getting across the pond. We don't think that this isn't here. This is here.
Well, they're getting those talks here, too.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that so far they can't actually put you in prison here for saying something.
Right.
You know? But they're trying.
They're trying. Screw up that whole generation, and that's pretty much the goal. And by the way, stop telling me I don't love. I know how to love. I just don't champion your cause. Sorry. I don't champion the things that go against my value system. You know? I just can't. I just can't do that. Sorry. And common sense and logic. Thank you for listening today. Everybody have a great night. Go spend some time with your families. Thank you, Uncle Milty.
You're welcome, Kate.
Be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow.